Is this thing on? Okay. Yeah, I'm ready. Hey, y'all. What's up? And welcome back to Bliss on Repeat Podcast, where we talk everything lifestyle, relationships, and helping you change your mindset to improve your life. We are hella relatable. And if this is a vibe you feel that you can get into, be sure to check out this episode and come back each and every week for your weekly dose of bliss. Holla! Hey y'all, what's up, and welcome back to Bliss on Repeat Podcast. I'm your host, Shayna. Thank you so much for tuning in once again to another lovely episode that I have for you all. As you know, when I start recording an episode for you all, it's typically after I've had some realization or things that have happened in my life. I say all the time that this podcast is real. This podcast is about real life situations that we all go through, that I just want to be your bestie. Like, I just want to talk through things with you all. And so that's why I started this podcast, because it's conversations that are real, that we all need help with, and that I've learned. So it is my duty to come and talk to you all about what's been going on with me and what I've learned. And for example, this podcast specifically today, is about growth. I have grown so much. Oh my God. Like, this year, first of all, 2022 started off fast. Okay. I was focused on specific projects that I had. I completed those back in March and April. And then after that, it just seemed like stuff hit the fan, like life hit the fan. So I have been growing through a lot of changes since that time. And what I've learned is that I've grown in the different partnerships that I have with the people around me. And I wanted to just come today to talk to you all about how I've learned how to grow strategically, if that makes sense. Some growth is forced. Some growth, you see it coming and you can figure out how to maneuver through it. And that's what I practiced within these past few months. So the first thing that I did is that I redefined vulnerability and what it means to me. I feel like vulnerability has its own specific definition. We all understand what it means to be vulnerable. It means to open yourself up. It means to be honest. It means to express yourself, and whether it's with other people or whether it's even with yourself, just being vulnerable enough to let yourself be who you are and be open in that manner. But specifically for me, I had to alter my vulnerability in specific situations, because we all know sometimes it's not good to be extremely open in a lot of situations. Like, you're not going to go to church, or you're not going to go to work talking about things that you would talk to your partner about. You're just not going to do that. You're not going to go to work. Well, I mean, some people may, but most people that I know don't go to work talking about sex or talking about things that go in a household, finances and things like that. So I've had to redefine like what vulnerability means to me during my growth in this time. And I had to put a limit on what I felt like was specific for that moment. And so I've learned that I can grow and I can be okay with being open. But if I'm talking to a specific person that I know has not crossed that bridge yet, sometimes I need to give them grace and give them a little bit of time to catch up to where I am. And that doesn't mean that I'm not being true to myself. That doesn't mean that I'm not growing. But sometimes people need a couple of PSAs just to let them know. And so that just brings me to my next point. What I started to do was announce the way that I was growing and the way that I'm going in my life. For example, I'm talking to my aunt and, you know, for example, I'm talking to my aunt. We used to do things a specific way when it came to holidays or gatherings and things like that. And I felt like things needed to be spiced up a little bit. They needed to be changed. I felt like we could do more. I felt like we needed to do something to honor my late grandmother who has passed, or my late grandfather. And so, you know, I brought it to her attention, like, hey, look, you know, I'm growing. I want this to be more of a collective thing with the family. I would like to start doing this or doing that, incorporating music in this part. But I had to be open and vulnerable with the way that I was growing and how I felt like we could all be better. Because we all know, typically when you have that matriarch of the family that takes over the holidays, or they take over the birthday parties, they're always planning, we typically just let them do their thing. But this is just a small way of me showing, hey, I do appreciate what you're doing. I want to help, but I got to be vulnerable. They're a little bit dull. Like, people not having fun no more. Like, it's just a gathering of gossip, and I'm not feeling that. So I had to be vulnerable and say, you know, let's find a different way to approach these situations. If it's a kid party, have a lot of kids here. Why is there a gazillion adults and no kids here? Like, come on, like, let's do what I feel that we could do better in this situation. And that's just a small tidbit, but I had to announce my updates, and especially in my romantic relationships, you know, you have to let people know, hey, I know I've never said anything about this, and this may not make you happy in this moment, but I've never really appreciated when you do X, Y, and Z. I've really never liked it. It's really never been my thing. I just didn't speak up about it. But what I'm learning is that I have to start speaking up and letting you know that I don't like it, so that we can figure out how to work together with this situation. And it can be something as small as, you know, when you have a disagreement with someone. Some people, you know, they like to talk about it right away. Some people like to laugh it off. So I had to let certain people in my life know, like, you know, I'm really not okay with, if you have an issue with something that I've done, don't make it a joke. That does not feel good to me. I'm not sure if it's really something you care about or if you're joking about it. Like, I don't really know how to react to that. And I feel like I'm a pretty open person. So if it's something that you don't like that I'm doing, don't make it into a joke just to kind of smooth over it. Let's just talk about it. Simple as that. And I've let people in my life know that. And I know a lot of people are used to just being sarcastic about things that bother them. But for me, it doesn't work for me in particular. So I had to let people know, hey, I've grown, and I know I've let this go in the past, and I know that's how you are, but let's find a way to figure out how we can make this better for the both of us. Because I really don't like when you do that. I'm not sure if it's a joke. I'm not sure if you're playing. And then the joke goes on and on and on. And you're always making a joke about not liking something that I do or what has happened between us. I'm not really feeling that. So that's the second thing I did. I announced my updates to people and let them know how I was growing while being vulnerable. The third thing I did is I took time to process. So I believe they say, I don't know if it's a fact or false, but they said we change ever so often. But for me in my life, I know that's a fact. I'm not the same person that I was 2 years ago, not the same person I was 5 years ago, definitely not the same person I was when I was an adolescent. We all change. And even in adulthood, I think we thought that when we got to adulthood, or at least I can speak for myself, I thought when I got to adulthood, everything would be smooth sailing. Like, this is the person that I am, and I'll always be that person. Of course, I didn't think that I was going to be partying and clubbing all the time. No, but I did feel like that I wouldn't change the way I communicate. I felt like I would always communicate like that. I felt like I would always be as open and as giving and as people-pleasing of a person as I always was, because I thought that that's how I truly was born to be. I thought that I would be the same person my entire life. And the older I get, I'm like, wow, I change a lot. Like, I change maybe every 3 years because I'm always wanting to improve myself. So I may get to a level where I feel like, okay, I love my job. This is good. And then a year and a half after that, it may be like, you know what? I don't want to do that anymore. Like, I want to do something else. I want to grow. I want to learn. I am always trying to excel and learn something different. And so that goes with growth. So I had to take time to process. So I specifically set out time when I see that my life is kind of taking a different turn and I'm growing in a different way. I take time out to process and say, okay, what's going on here? Like, what are we doing? And that for me, that looks like just journaling and just scripting and maybe learning that the people that I've always been around, like, I'm not really feeling the energy. And it's simple things, y'all. Like, it's simple things like gossiping or looking at the same TV shows or just having that, I guess that drama around me. Like, I used to like drama. Like, I used to like drama TV shows. I used to like talking about what's happening in the city. I used to like all of that type of stuff. Now it just burns my ears because it's frustrating. And I don't know if it's because I've been overwhelmed with it or because I just don't like to judge people in that way. So it's simple things like that. Now when I have conversations with my friends, I don't want to sit around and talk about what happened in high school or who did what last week or who was in the gotcha paper or who got caught. Like, I don't care about that stuff. Let's talk about investments. Let's talk about how to grow together. Let's talk about how to be better in relationships. Let's talk about how to be vulnerable. Let's talk about how to set ourselves up to be a legacy for our children and for our nieces and our nephews and our grandchildren. Let's set ourselves up for success. Let's figure out how we can get together to do a community event. Let's figure out how we can get together to do something for the kids. Let's figure out how we can get together and go on a trip and travel and experience new things. And that's where I am now. And I've grown to that point. But it took me some time to process and be okay with me growing. And during that process, it took time for me to be by myself. Because when you're with the same people doing the same old things, you're going to get the same old results. So sometimes you got to sit by yourself and really take an inventory of what's going on. Because what we'll do is a lot of times when we're around the same people talking about the same old things, doing the same old things, we'll point the finger at them as if it's them. Oh, I don't like to be around such and such because they're negative. But if you're sitting there participating in it, then are you any better than they are? And maybe it's not them. Maybe that person is always being the person that they've been, but just that you've changed. And so I had to realize that. And again, once I realized that and I figure out that I am changing in a different way, again, I redefine my vulnerability and I open up and I announce my updates to people. Like, look, y'all, I'm not really feeling like talking about that. My friends will tell you, I tell them all the time, like, I don't really want to hear about that. Like, I already told you I won't talk about that. Like, let's talk about something else, you know, and I don't say it mean, but they know when I say it, they know why, because I've already explained to them, like, I'm tired of talking about people. That's a waste of my time. I got so much going on. I don't care what Keisha, Tim, Tommy, I don't care what they're doing over there. Like, what are we doing for this month? Like, what's our goal for this month? What's our goal for the next 3 months? How can we work together to help each other accomplish those things? And the last thing that I do is, you know, after I sit and I process and I figure out which way I'm going, I make a plan. Like, I make a growth plan. Like, this is the way that I feel that I'm going. And these are the points that I need to hit. I need to figure out which retirement plan is best for me. I need to talk to my parents about, you know, what they want in the future, because we all know, I mean, it's a hard conversation, but people don't live forever. So I need to talk to my parents and the people in my life about, you know, how they want to, what legacy they want to leave, how they want things to be dispersed. And things like this are really coming up in my mind, like just getting a plan for the future to set myself and my entire family up for success. So if those things are really on my heart, as we say in church, you know, if those things are really on my heart, then I don't just put them in the back of my mind and say, oh, I'll deal with it when I deal with it. If things like that keep coming up, it's a sign that you're growing. It's a sign that you are growing and you're growing in this area of your life. It's a sign that you're growing in responsibility. It's a sign that you're growing financially. It could be a sign that you're growing spiritually. It could be a sign that you're growing physically. For me, I started, you know, I've talked to my friends a lot about wanting to be more consistent with like working out. And we started a challenge to do 100 and, I think it was 100 and something miles. I think it was 130 miles in 30 days. And so I knew that I was growing physically and that I wanted to do something to feed my body physically. And so I started walking 5 miles every morning. And even though the challenge has been up since like the 15th of August, I am still walking 5 miles every single morning, except on one day of the weekend, except on Sundays. But every other day, if it's not raining or if I'm not feeling good, then okay, then I won't go. But if it's not raining and if I'm not feeling good, if it's not raining and I'm feeling good, I get up every morning and I have not missed a lot of days at all. In total, in probably a month and a half, I may have missed like 10 days. And so I lean into those things. I figure out, okay, this is the way I'm going. This is the way my life is going. These are the things that I'm needing to do. I don't have a set goal of like how much weight I want to lose. I don't have a set goal. Like, it started as a challenge, as a walking challenge with my friends. But after that was done, for me, it's more so, this is the life that I want to live. This is the way that I'm growing. And I just lean into that. I'm vulnerable. I let people know. And if they didn't want to continue, then that's fine. But for me, this is important to me. Now, this is just as important as brushing my teeth every morning. This is just as important as me drinking my water. Okay. This is just as important as me going to work. Me walking every day, me walking my 5 miles every day is just as important. And I'm sure probably a month from now, I would have grown into something else. I may want to do a 10K. I may want to start making sure that I at least jog 3 miles and then walk 2. I'm sure a month from now, I would have a different goal from that. And it's not something that I push upon myself, but I just take inventory. And I realize that this is just the way that I'm growing. I'm growing and wanting to take care of myself in so many other ways. And so I just wanted to come on a podcast today and tell you all about, just let you know that it is okay to grow. And don't feel like you're inconveniencing anyone else in your life if you are growing in a different direction. Because that's what life is all about. We're not here to stay the same. We are not here to be the same people that we were 5 years ago. That's not okay for anyone. And I don't care if you're married, if you're in a relationship, or if you're living with your parents, or if you feel like other people, if you grow, other people won't accept you. That's not true. You just have to stay true to who you are. Because if they love you and they truly care about you, they will accept you, and that may encourage them to grow as well. But just be vulnerable and let people know, like, hey, look, my life is going in a different direction right now. This is where I am. And these are the things that I'm going to start doing. And these are the things that you're going to start seeing. And these are the things that I want to start talking about more often. And with that said, I'm going to let y'all go. I hope y'all enjoyed this podcast about growth. And you already, you already know the vibes. It's Top Tier Energy. Holla!